So, good morning. Someone just told me that the theme of the seminar was shunyata shunya. This is not Aikido phrase, but just a phrase I use to help understand how the kind of experience that Aikido describes and points to is not a relative experience. It's not somewhere between strong and weak, hard and soft. Sometimes we hear someone say, oh, his Aikido is kind of hard. Or his Aikido is kind of very soft. But this is not Aikido. This is not appropriate. Aikido is not rough or smooth. It's not... So that's why I say shunyata shunya. Shunya means full. And shunyata means not full. This is a Sanskrit word from actually Zen or Buddhism. So it means empty full. Not full, not empty. Both at the same time. Not far, not near. Not high, not low. Not good, not bad. Includes everything. In other words, the wonderful thing about Toisensei's teachings is it's so inclusive, I think I said at the last gathering. It's so inclusive. That's what I mean by that. Not like Toisensei made it inclusive. The universe is without borders, without boundaries, without lines of distinction. So all the practice that Toisensei gave us is a way to experience that non-separation, that non-judgment, that non-discrimination. But to experience all of our world of experience in every moment, completely. Live life completely. So again, in order to experience life this way, we have to show up, be in the room. That on a gross level, that might mean come to class. Of course, if you don't come to class, nothing. You don't have any experience of what's here. But not just showing up, but when you're here, like right now, show up. In other words, be present. Open up. That's the second one. Open to whatever it is that's happening. Open your heart, open your mind, same thing. Open your body, same thing. Just open to what is happening, and then rest in it, experience it, serve it. It might require saying something, making a comment, or asking something, or doing something for someone, carrying something somewhere, or providing someone with something they need. You don't know. We don't know. We never know ahead of time what the next moment will bring. But if you've shown up and you're open, serving means you're a spontaneous response mechanism. You're a spontaneous response to whatever it is that's needed. You're just serving. Some people are more like that than other people. Some people don't understand that and just don't have it in their character. Other people just tend to more naturally be that way. And once you're in this condition or in this state, you're in the moment, you've shown up, you're open to it, and you're following everything along without thought at all, any kind of thinking or judgment or reservations or requirements of others or of yourself, then whatever happens, you accept it. The result of that action, whatever it is, you accept it completely. And then, as soon as that's done, as soon as you see the result, then you're showing up again right there, because that result is the beginning of another. It just keeps going. Very difficult to talk about it like this, because it sounds like these things are all like neatly laid out sequentially, and that's not how it is, of course. Everything is just constantly opening and opening and opening, unfolding, unfolding, unfolding. And as you all know, when you start trying to manipulate and control the situation, or when you have some fear, then you begin to try to change the way things are happening. If you're afraid that you have a desire to have something a certain way, then you begin to kind of try to get her or him to act a little differently. Don't you think he should do it this way, Sensei? A few people say to me, I think it should really be this way. You know? I mean, don't you do that with your children? And don't you do that with your parents? Don't you manipulate your parents? Come on, tell me the truth. You do. Yeah, we do. We're all experts at it. So, this is not what Aikido is about. That's why Tohei Sensei says, you don't understand at all, to Shinichi Sensei, when he's getting better and better and better at doing Kokidosa. That's why when I was cutting Boken for 15 years with Suzuki Sensei, every time at the dojo, and he's telling me, no, 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 for 15 years, you don't understand, you gotta let go. And I was good, let me tell you, I could cut that Boken. I had to really could cut. But if he doesn't tell you it's okay, then it's not it at all. And I finally, one day, cut, and he said, okay, that's it. Do it again. Of course, cannot do it again. Because then as soon as he tells me that's it, then I'm, okay, now I know. Oh, that's not it. That's what it means, the shunya to shunya. You know, when I say it's non-relative, another way to say that is it's not about you. It's not about making you feel good about yourself. Sorry, it's not about that. Not about making you feel bad either. It's just not about that. And sometimes it's pleasurable what comes up, and sometimes it's painful what comes up. Cannot control that. But we can control, as I said the first night of the seminar, our response or our reaction to that. So I think that's the theme of the seminar. Shinichi Sensei, you don't understand at all. And he would. I hope not. Would get the joke, because Zizelman told me about that and said it was very difficult for him because he couldn't see how to move forward. He was already at the top of his excellence. It's meaningless, that excellence. Finally, if. It's meaningful, it's a meaningful tool once you understand. Then you have this great tool to use. Right? So it's worth developing the tool, sharpening the knife. But you sharpen the knife no matter how sharp it is. If you're using the back of the knife, it doesn't matter. You've got to turn the knife over and use the sharp side. So, please ask me any questions you might have.
I said I was going to ask you the college tips from the Aikido, but I guess...
You're going to ask me what?
The Aikido tips for college, but...
Yeah, but you gave that up.
Yeah, but instead, I guess I'm looking... How can I spread my knowledge? Like, how... Because I want to live more relaxed, more full... But at the same time, I want to spread it, you know, exude it so that everyone feels it and that everyone knows what it is. So how can I share it, in other words?
Why you want to share it? Why do you want to spread it?
I just feel that it's just such a great way of being.
Okay, that's great. So what is it that you want to share again? What is it that you want to spread?
Just this idea of...
Idea? Is it the idea that's so cool? Is it an idea that makes you feel the way you feel?
I guess the experience.
Yeah. It's actually how you are. How could you not spread that? Wherever you go, you're there. It's not spreading an idea. It's not about an idea.
So it's just me being me.
Ah. What a novel idea. That's great. That's what you do. You wake up every morning and you be completely present every moment of your life. That's the only chance you have of sharing, if that's even possible, with another human being what you're experiencing. Now, they might notice something about the way you are and ask you, how did you get like that? What's going on? You know? But I wouldn't say anything until then. Nobody notices? That's fine. I don't go... You know, I have a life outside of Aikido. I have a business and clients and, you know, I don't go to them and go, you may notice that I do Aikido. Let me share that with you a little bit. No, I don't do that. They don't even know I do Aikido. Or whatever they attribute to the way I am, I don't know. Unless they ask me. Sometimes they ask, what's going on here? You know. But often they don't. In other words, it's not about some special deal that you have to proselytize about. You get up in the morning, you sit, you rest in this experience. And then as much as possible all day long, in class, out on the soccer field, on a date, sleeping at night, whatever you're doing, you be in this experience. And you will find it very simple and straightforward and not easy at all. And hopefully that will inspire you to train more, to train deeper, and to require of the teacher that you end up with over there that he or she be doing that too. So that you don't get some yehu who just wants to throw people around. Which means he doesn't understand at all. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, Sensei. This is more, I think... Wait on your side. You know, commentary, not a question, just I'd like some elaboration or clarification.
Okay.
If possible. So I was exploring something like this while I was sitting. Yes.
Something like?
Shunyata shunya. I was.
Shunyata shunya?
Yes. I was, you know, just dwelling or resting in that. Not, you know, I mean, a very relative world kind of thing. I was thinking, realizing, noticing that, you know, there's no such thing as tall in and of itself. We have to have short in order to see tall.
Yeah.
So that's what, I mean, I was seeing that So tall is empty of anything, and also completely connected to this, to short. So we cannot have one without the other. And I was going through this beautiful, ugly, good, evil, and you know, not intellectually, just kind of seeing that that's how it is. And then I got to awareness, and I started to think, well, you know, I must have unawareness in order to appreciate awareness. This is where this led me, this train of meditation, this city. And so, you know, I became very appreciative of unawareness suddenly. It's okay. You know, otherwise I would never know what awareness is. I might be aware, I just wouldn't know. You know, so that's what I mean. I need some elaboration. I don't know what to do with that. I don't know how to process that. That's as far as I got. So your comments, please.
Well, popular to refer to the unawakened state as being asleep, because of the metaphor. It works so well, because we know when we're asleep, we're completely unaware of what's going on in the room, our bedroom, our sleeping room. We have to wake up to become aware of. But we're unaware when we're sleeping, and we're aware when we're awake. So that's two conditions that rely upon each other. This is a very, very esoteric subject. And this is I'm not even going to say it's a good question. Because there's really nowhere to go with that without chasing your tail. Or it begs the question of, is there some non-dual absolute entity? In order to know that, you would have to have a relative non-absolute entity. And then the whole thing collapses. Absolute or absolute condition is not relative to relative condition. It's not as opposed to. It includes relative. It's just a way, I mean, absolute I don't like so much. I like shunyata shunya. It's so inclusive. There's nothing left out. Any way that we speak about conditions, it's misleading, because when you look out at the night sky, we were in Jeff and I went to in New York City with Dan Sidman to the planetarium. And our universe isn't just big. It's bigger than we can conceive of. And our universe isn't just small. It's smaller than we can conceive of. Our physical universe, well, let's say the Milky Way galaxy, which, okay, we're on Earth, we're in solar system, our own solar system. Our solar system is in, you know, some kind of confluence of other solar systems, and altogether those are the Milky Way galaxy. Do you know how tiny the Milky Way galaxy is compared to everything? It's so tiny that it's inconceivable. When we say inconceivable, that's the same as infinite, unknowable, unapproachable. None of it that means it's not there or it's not here, but we can't approach it.
It's not measured.
No. That's why I like Aikido. Because it's about shaking someone's hand and forgetting about yourself for a moment and connecting. And of course, God knows we are all self-obsessed. So just a moment of real connection with another human being means you forget what time it is, you forget where you are, and you forget who you are. Forget about yourself. You're only thinking of communicating or connecting with this. Okay? So, I'm not going to try to define awareness for you. Because any effort that I put into it would be relative. And would therefore just tie you up in more knots or tie us all up in more knots. Which is not what I want to do. Yeah, I mean, this, when we are simply caring about another human being, when we're simply just opening to another human being, or to a bird, you know, to just the moment, to our condition. We don't have to include another person. If we're just opening, then we forget all the relative. That judgmental gauging of everything, how to get ahead, how to be something special, how to be more. I'm afraid I'm less. Limiting, in other words, this is unlimited being. That's all. And that's available 24/7, right here, right now. Just let go. Is that enough? Thank you.
The process of being on the mat for me is, and now increasingly in real life and the rest of my life, is this stripping away of everything I thought I knew. And one of the things you said yesterday or Friday was, practice when you least want to practice. So my question is, how do I make peace with my ego so that I don't, you know, because sometimes the harder I push on myself or I see my flaws, the more the resistance just rises like a dragon. And then I don't practice. So it's like, how do I make progress enough with, I mean, allow myself to be present, because I can... If I look too deeply, I turn away. So it's the razor's edge there for me. I can't explain it. I don't know if that's a question. But.
Well, I think maybe now is the time to ask the question, who wants to defeat the enemy, the ego?
The other part of my ego.
I think so. You said it. Analyzing the many, each one of us is made of many, 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 many parts. And depending on the circumstances, this part arises, or this part, or this part, or this part, or this part. It just keeps going on like that. There are some parts that tend to be less constructive. And those parts get support from other parts by selling, doing a good sales job. like when they include comfort, and when and more importantly, when they include avoidance of pain, avoidance of stress, avoidance of scary stuff, then they're really easy to accept. I'll keep that part. Because we all don't like pain and don't like stress and don't like to be frightened. But unfortunately, guess what? The parts of us that need looking at, that are hidden because they represent some discomfort. When something like that is rising up in you when you wake up in the morning, and you never know, because different parts are always coming, and there's a funny feeling there, that's the morning when you think, I don't really have time for sitting this morning. I think I'll just go have breakfast and go to the beach. Yeah, that's a great idea. I'll just do that. That's why I say that's the day to sit down. Because whatever it is, see, by the time you know, by the time you think, oh, I'll go have breakfast, and it's already hidden from you. It's like a hidden push. And you see the manifestation in the water, but you don't see the what made it, the tail of the fish or whatever. So that's when you must sit, because then when sitting in that condition, then that's right there, and it will come up, and then it won't be hidden anymore. Of course, it's going to involve maybe a little discomfort. Maybe even some emotional pain. Maybe some fear of having to transcend something. Give up some way of looking at things. In my case, in my history, in my lifetime, I avoided opening my heart to others because it involved, it was frightened me. So I have worked out a really nice way to just be closed off. And then I never had to look at that. But then I was always felt shitty. And I never got to know anybody in the way that I do now. I mean, I didn't know about that. And so, and that's a big thing. And I mean, in my life, it's still there. Still I have to work on this. Still I need to open more and more. There's no one you can't say, okay, I got it. So that's why it's somebody. I gave a talk the other night about world-centric view and egocentric view, and one of the students said, "Well, you know, Sensei, I mean, we all have a world-centric view here, so we're not so bad." Well, that's true. She was right, and more power to her. I mean, I praised her up for that. But the point of the practice is not what you see about yourself and congratulate yourself on. The point of the practice is discovering what we don't see and has not been revealed. And there's plenty there. Plenty to work with. You never run out of material. It's a wonderful thing. And as long as you keep eating and breathing, the funding is there. So you can continue with your exploration. That help? Okay. Last question.
Okay. Well, yesterday some of us became more aware that we don't totally give ourselves to something or we hold back. What's a good way to work on really giving ourselves to something, not holding back? Like, you know, the cane cutting, the bamboo cutting.
Yeah, that's a good question. It's walking is really good. Really walking. You know, I go walking in the morning. That's maybe for exercise. In the beginning, it was definitely for exercise. But then I realized, oh, this is actually walking. But it's not about exercise. It's living. It's like breathing. And I mean, pick anything, but walking is fine. Breathing is fine. Really breathe. You know, you heard me describe this morning about breathing out and giving everything to the universe and breathing in and with gratitude and that you're alive. That's really breathing. But our problem is not that we get freaked out and can't cut bamboo with a bouquet. Our problem is we don't do anything completely. We always hold something in reserve. So start anywhere. Start now. Yeah. So we have all kinds of cultural conditioning that prevents us from being living life completely, from moving completely when you do. You don't need a bouquet. I cut one with my hand. You don't need a bouquet. It's not about the bouquet. It's about the state of mind. So yes, please practice living life completely in every moment, in every act that you do. And gradually, you let go more and more. And it really helps if you got somebody like Suzuki Sensei around who's always like that. So you can keep getting reminded, oh, wow. You know? So this is good. Thank you very much.